In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom and Anthony Correnti. We're just glad that you're here, glad that you're listening to us today. We're going to preach about prayer. Oh, yes. Did you pray today? Have you spent time in prayer today? If you haven't, make a plan to do it later on. And it's more, even if you start off with 15 minutes, if that's all you can do, that's fine. Prayer is essential in the Christian life. The Christian life is supernatural. It is not a natural life. It's supernatural, depending on the Holy Spirit, on Jesus and the Father. So Anthony is here. He just finished an 8-day retreat, and I want him to share with us some of the things that God told him in quiet.
You know what we do? What we do in private, God rewards in public. As Christians, we're called to pray. We are only as strong as our prayer life. I was just at a monastery with the monks of adoration. I went to go see my best friend, Ryan, who's now Brother Theophilus, who just became a monk. You guys got to bear with me because I didn't get a talk for 9 days. You know, it was a silent retreat. It was the first retreat I ever went on. And you know, the silence can be deafening. When I first got to the monastery for the first 5 days, although I prayed and stuff, God speaks to us in the silence. But with the clutter and the distraction of the world, silence can be a challenge. It certainly was for me. The silence was absolutely deafening. But you know, through God, all things are possible. You know, in the silence, it shows us how busy our mind is, how weak our human nature is. But where you are weak, God is strong. Where we end, God begins. You know, it's a very humbling experience. I love the Shapa Santi Rokatame, the charismatic, the smoke machines and skinny jeans, the praise and worship to Christ more than anyone. But you know, I found out this weekend that's all going to fade away. You know, when God truly comes to us and when God can truly speak to us is in the silence. Well, we are truly measured in God's eyes and we can truly get a measure of ourselves is when there's no distraction and we're just alone with God. So like Father Tom said, we're going to talk today about prayer. And you know, today's God is calling you to a deeper place of prayer and a deeper place of intimacy with him. You know, in the secret place, all mysteries are revealed. So I went up. And I had the retreat, it's with the monks of adoration. And for everyone who doesn't know, adoration is a charism where the Eucharist, the body and blood, soul and divinity, the true presence of Jesus Christ is in the Eucharist, and the bread is displayed on the altar. And you know, we get the grace, and this is for all Christians. It's available for everyone. To sit in front of the Eucharist. And you know, in front of the Eucharist, Jesus is able to speak to you. He's in the room with you. He's able to speak to you in a way that it's beyond experience. You know, so when I got in there, God was ministering to me hard, but the monks, they also have prayer time, and you know, they do the Mass in the language that Jesus did the Mass in. They do the Mass in Aramaic, which is the exact way that Jesus said the Mass in the consecration of God. And you know, the power of God. I can't even explain how it fell on the place, how much I was touched. It was a different power of God than I ever have experienced. It was a cleaner, clearer, just a power of God that came with calmness. You know, the monks chant in Syriac and Aramaic, the ancient languages of God. Now, the power of God when they're chanting, it is amazing. If you guys like listening to Hillsong, think Waymaker is an amazing song. I love it. Just wait till you experience the monks chanting in the language that Jesus did. You know, when the monks begin to chant Aramaic, a power and a clearness of God with the Eucharist out fell on the church like I have never experienced in my life. When they start chanting, the literal church starts rocking in the spirit. It's a supernatural experience. Angels flood in. You know, Jesus is present on the altar. You know, these experiences that are available to everyone, that through prayer and just through receiving, that God is letting you know about right now through me. So basically, God just wants you to know in the silence is where your soul gets healed. You know, we can receive in the glory and we can receive in the worship, but it's only in the silence where we are healed. And before we can heal others, our souls need to be healed. And you know, today God wants to remind you that you don't need to do anything besides receive from him. You don't need to conjure up emotion. You just need to get in the secret place today and just wait on God. Those who wait on God will be blessed, but it's very hard. So right now, Lord, I just pray that you release an anointing on everyone that breaks the yoke of any distraction, any bondage, and gives them the perseverance to sit through that, so that the clutter of the world and the noise can calm and the peace of God can come in. So God just wants you to know today that you are only as strong as your prayer life, and he wants to build this prayer life. He wants you to enter the supernatural state. You know, I'm still buzzing with the presence of God. There's just so much that I was unaware of the church and the 2,000 years of mystery. And it was all unboxed to me now. And it was a silent retreat. No one told me anything. It's all ministered to the Spirit. But you know, these things are for everyone. The whole mystery of the church, the whole tradition of the church, 2,000 years of understanding of the church, if you're listening, it's for you. And God's calling you to a place that he wants you to broaden your horizons, open your borders, because he wants to touch you in a very special way, and he'll lead you. But just right now, I was very humbled because I thought I knew. I thought I knew it all. I thought I knew if I just read the Bible and I would have the fullness. I realized that I only had a little piece, and I'm just so grateful because the glory of God is just so great and so abounding. And he wants to take everyone into this place. He wants to take you into this place. You know, there's levels. There's many levels to I learned to spirituality. And you know, just because we know everything about one level doesn't mean we can't go higher. And there's no high like the most.
This experience of contemplation is not something that we try to do. It's letting go and allowing God to touch you. And maybe nothing seems to be happening, but something is happening. God is at work in the silence. Oh yes, God is at work in the silence. God is at work in the silence. You don't have to fight for the silence. You just have to find a place in the silence. I remember a little girl that I had in grade 6. I remember when she told me her mother was sick and she wasn't getting better. And what did she do? She did what I told her to do, go into a room and ask God to heal her mother. And you know what? She was in the room, and it seemed like a minute went by, but she was there for an hour. She was in contemplation. She was in the silence. And I said to her, you can never deny that God brought you there. She said, it seemed like a minute, but it was an hour. And guess what? After the hour, my mother was healed.
Amen.
You see, there's all different kinds of prayer. There's silent prayer, charismatic prayer, rote prayer. It's all different kinds of prayer. And I want to use them all.
Yeah.
I want to use them all because all of them have been producing fruit during the years that people use it. I'm talking about the rosary now.
Yes.
I have more people coming to me who do the rosary and were converted doing the rosary.
Yes.
More people. Now, the rosary, I try to pray it when I can, and it's not my favorite prayer, but I know it's good. I know it's good because God is there. It's meditating on the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, the Annunciation, the Visitation, the birth of the Lord, the presentation in the temple, the finding of the Christ child. Oh, yes, it's all about Jesus. And I told you, many people that have come to me were converted praying the rosary. And one person says, I am free from drink and drugs because I pray the rosary every day. It's amazing. It's amazing. It's truly amazing.
It is. Don't you want it all? You know, when I talk to God, I say, Jesus, all I want is everything. All I want is all you. I want everything you've given to this world, everything you've given to this church. I want to pray in tongues. I want to pray the rosary. I want to contemplate on the mysteries of your life. I want to sit there in the silence and receive you. I want to sit in front of the Eucharist and receive the true presence, the body and blood, soul and divinity of Jesus Christ, and let it saturate my being. I want to be conformed to the Eucharist. I want spiritual reading. I want to read the Bible and meditate on the Bible. I want to know the teachings of the church. I want to hear the mystics chant, and I want to listen to the current praise and worship music of Hillsong. And you know, the Holy Spirit worked through all of this. You know, it's only the devil that divides. It's only the enemy that takes away. You know, I realized that I was a little too proud. In the silence, I realized actually I was much too proud. I was obsessed with myself. I was obsessed with my works. You know, the currency of heaven is souls. But the most important soul is ours. You know, we don't want to be in front of God with a sinful, fragmented soul and tell him, look at all these good works we've done. You know, look at all this. God wants an intimate relationship with you, and he's given us all these techniques. He's given us all these mysteries. I was converted by the rosary. Through Mary, intercessed to Jesus for me. You know, when I was too much of a sinner, Mary took my prayers, purified them, and brought them to Jesus. You know, the rosary is one of Jesus' soft spots, because through his mother, bringing that to her, it's not as if a sinful soul like myself is. And you know, all vice was cut out of my life. All piety was cut out of my life. She granted me the baptism of the Holy Spirit. You know, so Jesus just wants today, you know, we don't choose God. God chooses people. We don't call God. We are called by God. So today, if you're listening, you're being called to a deeper but a more expansive place of prayer, to open up to all the mysteries of the church, all the mysteries that God has given us. Right now, we break any yoke and any spirit of deception over anyone listening. because God loves you so much. And in Jesus' name, he wants you to have everything that he died for on that cross. You know, through the 2020 years since he's passed away, I've learned he's given so much to this world. You know, Christianity isn't a stagnant body or religion. It's growing and expanding every day. We're closer to heaven. We have 2020 years of prayer behind us since Jesus died. With those prayers come graces. You know, these prayers, it's all grace. I realize I can't do anything on my own. I realize how totally helpless I am in God. And everything is grace, you know. I wouldn't even be able to say a prayer. I wouldn't even be able to take a breath if it wasn't for the grace of God. So, you know, God just wants to give you a new grace today. He gave me a grace, and he allowed me the grace to come talk to you directly. You know, he has a really good sense of humor, because I'm probably the most unworthy person to be giving you this message. I'm probably the most unlikely person to be giving you this message. You know, I see truth. The Holy Spirit's the spirit of truth. I wasn't raised going to church every day. I wasn't raised with the theology. I came to God, and I prayed that God showed, that gave me everything, and he shows me truth. And you know, I just pray and want everyone to fall in the love of God and fall in the experience that I just went into. And it's available to everyone. You know, just like Father Tom says, just pray to God that you open yourself to all the mysteries he has to give to this earth and has given. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to research anything. All you have to do is open your heart, because everything comes from God. The job you have, the money in your wallet, the family, the life, the breath you live. You don't need to strive or do anything. You just need to ask God. You know, and God will provide it all. You know, I needed mobility to go pray for people. The ministry was growing, and I couldn't walk anywhere, and I just asked God, I need a car. It doesn't matter which car, so I can get to more people for your kingdom. You know, and God gave it to me. God will give you anything that's in his will. Like, his will is amazing. And you know what's funny? Ryan wrote on me for a card, Brother Theophilus. He said, I've been praying this for you. And on the card it says, all things work for the good to those who are in God. It's what me and Father Tom have been praying. You know, God's been taking that prayer from Brother Theophilus, putting it on our heart and giving it to you. You know, and it is everything. You know, every spirit of unbelief I ever held, every sin I've ever committed, every addiction I ever have, every sadness I ever had, now that I am in God, it all works for the good. It all works for the glory. My biggest downs became my biggest strengths. You know, God wants fearless souls. You can't be fearless in the world. Trust me. You go over the top and there's an end to everything. There's an end to the year of your life. There's an end to how many hours you can work in a day. But with God, there's no end. And God wants you to see an eternity. He doesn't want you stuck in a little box. God wants you to have an eternal view of yourself. Right now, an eternal view of heaven. How heaven sees things we don't. You know, on this earth, we might see in sickness. We might see pain from the devil. But you know, God might be using it to heal your soul. Because this life is going to go. But heaven and eternity and the soul, it's forever. And you know, God wants you with him. in eternity and in prayer. If you understood what prayer was, that you're communing with God, the creator of this world, created your life, Jesus Christ, CEO of this world, King of Kings, Lord of Lords, created this world, but before he created this world, he created you before the foundations. He created a perfect plan. And you don't want to ask God, what do you have for me? You don't want to correspond and talk with God. You don't want to thank him for every breath you have. You don't want to tell him you love him so he can love you. You know, how we love God is we understand how much God loves us. For a long time, I tried to love God, but I couldn't on my own accord because the human love is imperfect. But when I understood how much God loves me, then I was truly able to love God. How we learn to love God is understanding how much God loves us. And the way to do this is through all these methods that God has given us through the church over these 2,000 years. It's endless, it's boundless. If you knew how much he loves you, you would never have another care in the world. Right now, Jesus, I just ask for you to release the love of God, the boundless and endless love of God on every listener. What you're feeling right now is Jesus and his love. If you're crying, let the tears go. And in this silence you feel right now, God will do everything. This is the intimacy he's calling you into. So I just pray more openness. And just flood them, Jesus, more. We thank you.
To those who love God, all things work together for the good. The good, the bad, and the ugly work together for the good to those who love God. And you know what? It is not that we have loved God first, but that he has loved us first. Amen. And he sent his son as an expiation, a sacrifice for our sins. That's what God did out of love. Jesus says in the 10th chapter of John, I lay my life down. No one lays it down for me. I'm doing what the Father wants me to do. His death is our salvation. This morning, one of the readings that we had in our prayer was, far be it for me to glory in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, where I have been crucified to the world and the world to me. That's real. That's real. How we need to preach the cross, how we need to love the cross, how we need to bring the cross to people so that they be saved. Oh yes, they'll be saved. And Jesus wants to save you if you're not saved today. He has a plan for you. You might say, but you don't know me. I don't have to know you. I know me, and I know I'm so imperfect, but God uses my weaknesses as well as my strengths. So, I don't know you, but I know me. And if God can work through me, Amen. He can work through anybody. That's real. That's real. And you know what I value most? That Jesus trusts me. Yes. Not only do I trust him, I do it imperfectly, but he trusts me. He trusts me with a radio show. He trusts me with people who come into my life that I'm praying for. He comes trusting us. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord, let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Really means pitched his tent among us, like the Old Testament that is fulfilled in the New. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I'm telling you, you need to go in today and spend some time with God. Spend some time with God. And if you say, you know what, I haven't got that quiet yet, just go and spend some time with God. Don't try. Just allow Him to do the love that He has for you. Allow Him to bless you. He wants to bless you today. He wants to touch you today. He's got a plan for your life today. You just need to say, yes, Lord, I surrender. Yes, Lord, I surrender.
Yes, Lord, I surrender.
God bless you.
Amen.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.